tune in, it's time for Comedy G. Bringing stars and stories, it's where you wanna be. From celebs to entrepreneurs, she's got the scoop. Community and entertainment, she's in the loop. Every smile, a burst of velvet light. Through the screen, she shines so bright. With the laughs and tales that weave tonight.
Well, 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 welcome to another episode of SKST Radio, and you tune into the Authors Network. And I'm Cammy Grayson, and I have a special guest with me today. He goes by the name of Jeffrey Ballard. Jeffrey, say hello to everyone.
It's good to be on your show, Cammy. It's finally nice to meet you in person.
No, thank you. It's nice to meet you as well. And so we're going to just kind of dive deep into it because we have a thick book. Yes, so Jeffrey is an author, as you might already discovered, and I want you to tell us a little bit about you, and then tell us a little bit about the book and what's next for you in that order. Okay,
sounds good. Like I said, my name is Jeffrey Ballard. I'm originally from Montgomery, Alabama. I was born in 1959, and I served time in the service. Went in the service at a young age, joined the Marines, and later on I went in the Navy. And the Navy actually brought me to the Tidewater area. Okay. And in 1986, after I served 12 years in the Navy, I got out in 1986 at Damneck, near Oceana Base over there. And I stayed here and originally made this my hometown. I've been living here now ever since 1986. I've been living in the Tidewater area, and I've made this. Officially, I call this my home now. This is my home now. Although I do go back to Montgomery, Alabama, and, you know, that's where I was raised, born. I started writing back in the 1990s is when I wrote the book titled Forever Reunited. Mm-hmm. I wrote that in, I think, around 1995, I wrote that. And I've been writing ever since, off and on.
Okay.
But I wrote some screenplays, and this is the first actual novel that I've published, that I've Forever Reunited.
I love it. So, guys, this book is absolutely beautiful, and it is thick. And now I have a friend that calls books pamphlets. This is not a pamphlet. This is a book. And it is beautiful, beautiful illustrated, and has its little name here, and it's Forever Reunited. And how did you come up with this book?
I actually just started writing it on my own. I didn't get any ideas or anything. I just said, I'm going to try writing I wrote some screenplays. I said, you know what? I'm going to try writing a novel. I handwrite. Longhand pencil and paper. And I just got ink pen and paper and paper with no lines on, just regular typewriting paper. And I just started writing. I started with the first page with her. She had lost her family in a boating accident. Mm-hmm. And she's been 5 years ago, and she was at the cemetery, and she made a promise that she was going to her husband at the grave that she was going to start back living again, going to go on living her life and in search of love and happiness and love. And so that's where it started at. And then the story just took a life of its own. I didn't have any idea. It just led me from page to chapter. And the next thing I know, I had written a whole novel.
Wow. Okay. So, you know, your lead character. What's her name?
Karen. The lead character is Karen Jones. And I think you'll get attached to her because she's, like I said, she searches for love and happiness. But also, she's the type of person that you can fall in love with because she's a loving, she has that type of loving heart. Mm-hmm. Where she not only is out for her happiness, but she has dear friends to her. And she wants to see them happy as well. She's not the type of person to just go out on her own and worry about herself. She's worried about her friends And that's what makes the book so, so great, is that she not only tackles her struggles, she's willing to help her friends tackle her struggles as well.
Wow.
And once you start reading this book, you're going to get into it and not be able to stop reading it, because you're going to want to know what's going to happen next with her, but also her friends as well.
So, Jeffrey, tell people how they can get the book. How can they purchase this book?
Yes, the book is on sale on Amazon, as well as Barnes & Noble, Goodreads, Apples. You just go on Amazon, type in Forever Reunited by Jeffrey Ballard, and you can get the book also at Barnes & Noble, Goodreads as well.
All right. So this book sounds like a wonderful story. And Jeffrey, you know, like he mentioned before, he's a playwright. I mean, so he's just a writer in heart. And that's what got me, because, you know, I love writing. I mean, like we were talking earlier, you know, sometimes stories have a way of taking on its own path, right?
Yes.
And people don't understand that. You have to be a writer in order to understand that.
Yes.
And so when you first realized that Karen was really going places, how did you feel? You know, did you get excited to try to figure out what was next?
Yes. I would write, and, you know, sometimes you get stuck or whatever. You have to take a little break from writing.
Right.
You don't panic or anything. And I give this to all the young writers out there, when you're writing a story, and don't worry about it. If you get to a certain point where you just, hey, man, what's next? I just don't know what to go with this story next. Just take a little break, take a day off or whatever. It'll come to you. It'll come to you. And once you just start back writing, all of a sudden it'll hit you. Boom. You'll say, wow, that's it. That's it.
Yeah, you're right. You're dead on.
That's it. It'll come to you. Don't panic. It'll come to you.
Now, let me ask you this. So I have dreams. I have muse. My muse comes in my dreams. So I say, the Lord give me these stories. I can dream a story from the beginning to the end. Or if I don't finish it, I can go back to sleep and start where I stopped. Has that ever happened to you?
Excuse me.
Uh-huh.
Yes, it has. A lot of times I can go to sleep and just, it'll be on my mind, and it'll come to me in a dream.
Mm-hmm.
I know exactly what you're talking about. Exactly what you're talking about. A lot of times I'll be stuck and I don't know where to go next. And it'll come to me in a dream. And I wake up that moment and I say, That's it. And sometimes I get up and write it down.
Make sure I don't forget it. That's my next question. Do you use your phone or do you have a pad? I write it on pencil and paper.
And I've just now bought my first laptop.
Oh, okay. So we got more stories.
So now I'm going to start writing, typing on the laptop. You see me, my son and my teacher, but I be pushing the button with one finger. I said, I'm going to get better as it goes.
You will. But, you know, sometimes you have to have your own style of writing, too.
Yes, you do.
Because me, I used to, you know, I got out of habit. I have paper everywhere, and you'll see stacks of paper everywhere. And when I start thinking of stuff, I write it down. I write it down. But thank the Lord that I have good friends that I can call and say, hey, I had a dream last night. Let me tell you about this dream.
Yes.
You know, and I'm telling them this dream, and they think it's a real story. And I'm like, no, it's a dream. So I've been blessed.
Exactly.
And once I get it out, then I can remember it.
Yep,
but sometimes if you don't write it down.
Write it down. Yep.
You'll forget.
You'll forget.
Yep. So, yeah, I absolutely love it. So what's next for you?
I've got another romance is what I really enjoy writing about. Even my screenplays are pretty much romance. The next book is going to be a romantic comedy.
Mm-hmm.
I think it should be done in about, I started it, it should be done in about 8 or 10 weeks. You can look for it. I'm still deciding on the title of it yet, but it's gonna be a romantic comedy, and I've started it. And about 8 to 10 weeks, I should probably be done with it.
I love it. Absolutely love it. Well, we're going to take a quick break, and then we'll be back after these messages. if you just tuned in, you haven't tuned in too late. You tuned in to the Cammie Grayson Show, and I have a good friend with me today.
Jeffrey Ballard.
All right, Mr. Ballard. Okay, so Mr. Ballard is an author, if you haven't guessed already. And, you know, I want to kind of get into his head, you know. How did you start writing? What inspired you to start writing?
I think it goes back from when I was a little boy. Actually, when my mom would get me to watch old classic movies, Place in the Sun, Elizabeth Taylor, Paul Newman from the Terrace. Young people might not know much about those movies, but check them out. They're very good romantic movies. And I got watching those movies and watching those old classic movies, Humphrey Bogart's mm-hmm. and all them. And that was first got me into it. And basically, I just started falling in love with watching romance, the Doris Day old movies,
mm-hmm.
Sandra Day. D and all those movies, Tammy,
all the professor, movies, yeah.
And I'd be like, talk to my friends, they'd be like, you be watching that little movie? I said, yeah. I said, they good movies, man. Them old movies, I still watch them today. They good movies. But that got me into really watching those old movies. And I said, you know, myself, I said, you know, I think I could write a screenplay or write a book and mm-hmm. stuff. And I just started from there. And, you know, I've been doing it for a while. And now I'm actually got my first novel out, Forever Reunited.
I love it. Absolutely love it. Okay, so as we start wrapping things up, I want you to tell me, or not me, but our audience, you know, if you wanted to be a writer and you're inspired to be a writer, or if you have an inkling to know how to write and want to be where you are finishing a novel, what type of advice would you give to them?
To write, my advice to you would be to write every day a little bit. Try to write a little bit every day. But if you miss a day or two, that's fine. Just go back to it. Even if you just write, if you're writing a novel or even a screenplay, if you write just a little bit, say you write half a paragraph, that's okay. That's all right. It doesn't have to be 4 or 5 lines or 4 or 5 pages every day. If you just write a half a paragraph, don't get upset with yourself. Just realize you did a little bit today. That's more than you not doing anything. You're still mm-hmm. advancing your book. Mm-hmm. Just write, try to write a little bit every day if you can, but if you can't write every day, that's okay. Just don't take weeks or 2 weeks away. Make sure you stay with it and keep writing. Keep thinking about it. You're going to be, if you really like writing, even when you, I said this about me, and I think this might be true of a lot of authors. I do most of my writing when I'm not writing, mm-hmm. if that makes sense.
Yeah.
When I'm not writing, because when I'm not actually writing on paper, I'm writing in my head.
In your head. You're thinking about
it's
it.
It's in my head. Yes. I'm thinking about it. So even when you're not writing on the paper, it's okay, because you know what? If you're thinking about it and you're still writing, because mm-hmm. most of your writing is going to come when you're not writing on the paper.
Exactly,
if that makes sense.
Exactly. So we were talking about dreams, right?
Yes. Where them dreams and all that come in that you be having.
Yes.
That you be having. That's where that come from. You writing in your head, that's when your most writing come from. And then you put it on your paper.
There you go. And then there you go. Put two
there
and two
you
together.
Go. Right there.
There you go. So now, what steps did it take after you got everything written? I know you had to get it all typed up because you manually wrote all this, right? You handwritten all this. So what did you do after you got your whole book together?
Yes, it's going to take time. Don't rush. Don't rush when you get done. That's my advice. Take your time and do very good editing. If you're doing it yourself, that's fine. If you're self-publishing, doing it your own editing, that's fine. But you need to take your time, make sure you proofread, and everything exactly like you want it before you submit. Now, if you got somebody else editing, which is good, because they can find stuff that you can't find. Mm-hmm. But anyway, don't rush. Take your time and make sure you everything is exactly like you want it to be. Mm-hmm. And before you submit your material out there.
Yeah, because I do know that one of my first books I did, it wasn't exactly the way I wanted. Mm-hmm. Or somebody pointed something out at the end, and it was hard getting that publishing company to change everything.
Right, that's right. Once you publish, sometimes not easy. Some publishers might not want to go back and make corrections mm-hmm. for you and do all that. So take your time, make sure you're proofreading and reading. And it's hard because you know the story, you feel like you finished it. Man, I got to go back and read this. Even if you got somebody else editing, you still need to check them and go over it and make sure it's right like you want it to be. So, you know, it's hard because you like, man, I can't tell you how many times I was up 2 or 3 in the morning going over, reading. I said, God, I got to read it again. I said, yeah, but I got to do it.
Okay, so I have a little mm-hmm. secret that I do for my my people that I work with. So your computer, and you're getting a computer.
Yes.
It has a feature. If you go to Word, it has a feature that's called read aloud. So with that, you highlight your whole book to the end, and then you press play, and it will start reading your story to you.
Yep.
So that'll kind of help you a little bit, especially if you're doing chores around the house.
Yep.
And it's just like an audiobook at that point, you know, mm-hmm. it's reading to you. So that's one way to kind of check and balance your book, and you don't have to sit there and read everything all over again. Because sometimes you get tired.
Yes,
I know, like you said, when your very first book, you got to go over because it's your baby.
Yes.
You got to go over it. Sometimes hearing it, the way somebody else will read it will help you too.
I'm glad you mentioned that audio because I'm just now got hired and made an agreement with a narrator to audio this book here, and it'll be out in audio. This book will be out in audio in a couple months, about 6-8 weeks. This will be out in audio.
Nice.
Well.
Nice.
Yeah.
I love it.
But audio is good. It's good to listen to it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So a lot of times you just don't have a lot of time to sit and read. So audio is the next best thing. So tell people again how to get in touch with you and how to get the book.
Yes. My actually personal phone number is inside the book right here in the book.
So you don't mind the world having your number?
No, I don't. They can call me. You don't like the book, that's fine. You can call me and say, hey, I didn't like this certain section or whatever.
Let me read the number just for the people then.
But I don't mind you calling me personally. My number is actually in the book.
Okay.
You can call me and say, hey, Jeff, I like the book a lot. I liked it. I love the story.
I want your feedback.
That's what I want. That's what writers want. Your feedback.
Yeah, exactly.
And that means a lot more to me than anything is knowing how you feel about the book and what you think about the book. Because I want to know, you know, do you think the book is good? Do you like Karen Jones? You like the story? That's important to a writer.
No. Well, so to reach him, his number is 757-717-3554. 757-717-3554, or you can email him at jeff.ballard25@yahoo.com. Got it? Okay. All right, Jeff. I want to thank you so much for coming down to the studio, and we want to see you again. We want to know what's going on with you.
Yes, I sure will. I would love to be. I've enjoyed being on your show. You've been a great host. I would tell anybody to definitely come be on the Cammie Grayson show for sure.
Oh, well, thank you. Thank you. Welcome. We appreciate it. Okay, guys, until next week, don't forget, go by Barnes & Noble, pick up this book, and
Amazon as well.
And Amazon as well. All right.
Forever Reunited by Jeffrey Ballard.
And check out Karen and see what she's doing.
And feel free to give me a call and tell me how you like it after you read it. Or you can email me. That's fine.
All right. Until next time, SKST Radio. Tell them bye, Jeff.
Bye, guys.